We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for some end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their delightful star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Did you participate in the online town meeting?
I did not. I thought it was interesting, though, that the president pointed out that the most popular question dealt with legalizing pot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Michael Phelps was busy sending questions in.
Huh? Well, you know, he's suspended, so he's got a lot of free time.
I didn't send anything in because I don't know all those LOLs and OMGs and all those, you know, how you have to write everything.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I don't even have a BFF, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
So we've got a technological president.
Yes, we do.
It's very interesting. I don't like being older than the president, to begin with.
Yeah, I'm not there yet, but I'll tell you, he's more technically advanced than I am.
Well, I think we have a song about that.
Absolutely. In fact, this unites the current president and the former president.
Right.
Here we go.
Hello, I'm Barack Obama. And for the next 4 years, I'm going to be your president. And I realize that I may take some getting used to. For one thing, I speak in complete sentences. And another thing I'm known for is soliciting the opinions of a wide range of people. So, just to prove how open-minded I am, I've invited our former president, George W. Bush, to come by so that I can ask him a question. Welcome, Mr. President.
How's it going, Brock? Hey, can I call you Rocco?
No.
Well, I just want to let you know I got all my stuff out of the White House. Everything's out of the Oval Office. Everything's out of the library. I'm just kidding. I didn't have anything in there.
Well, I assume you mean library, but anyway, Mr. President, I have to ask, how did you manage without a BlackBerry?
I assume you mean BlackBerry.
Nope, I mean BlackBerry.
Oh, well, there's plenty of other options. There's strawberry, blueberry, frankenberry.
No, I mean your PDA. How did you stay connected? How did you stay in touch?
Well, if I proved anything during my presidency, it's that keeping out of touch was kind of my forte. Besides, who wants to interweb if you want to stay incommunicado?
Does this mean you won't send me emails?
I won't forward you dumb jokes.
You'll never IM to supporters or fans.
I'll just play World of Warcraft for most of the day.
I remember when Palm Pilots got much lighter.
Is that like a typewriter?
My BlackBerry's a must, I'm a tech gadget guy.
Well, I just got a Bluetooth, how high tech am I?
But you got it from eating a blueberry pie.
I don't spend time flossing anymore.
You seem a bit outdated.
Email is overrated. Though to fix our economy, I look for hints. I just never heard back from that Nigerian prince.
I'll explain again. Press P for program record.
You mean P on my keyboard?
With my BlackBerry, I'll work from meetings and cars.
Email Scarlett Johansson and Hollywood stars.
But reception is bad. Do you have any bars?
You know I'm not drinking anymore.
Now they've said I can keep it if emails are few. With my BlackBerry, I'm bringing changes, it's true.
Do they make a WhiteBerry for Caucasians too? It's keys.
I will be stroking.
You're hooked.
It's true, no joking.
Addictive, just like smoking.
Even more.
Oh, Elena, it's good to see a little bit of bipartisanship going on.
Well, at least when he has the online town meetings, he doesn't bump American Idol, which is...
I know, with the press conference. I wasn't so worried about American Idol, but when he threatened the start of 24 a few weeks ago with the first press conference, I was...
That's going too far.
Yeah. If it's Jack Bauer versus Obama, I'm going to have to go with Jack.
And who's the real president?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Elena, fun as always. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks for having us on.
Elena Newport, Star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their stuff online at capsteps.com. That'll do it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.